wouldn't want to be a billionaire, right? Well, if you play your cards right, it's possible even for drones toiling deep in the bureaucracy. In fact, thousands of feds are thrift savings plan millionaires. It turns out steady investment in the right TSP accounts can set you up for life, or at least a decent retirement. FederalNewsRadio.com managing editor Julia Ziegler shares some of the statistics and some of your thoughts on TSP millionaires.
There was a very interesting column last week by Mike Causey, and in it, he talked about the amount of money that people have in their TSP. We just got these numbers, and I wanted to share them with the audience. Here's the breakdown. Now, it's a lot of different numbers, and I know, but they're very, very interesting. So, 4.2 million people have balances in the TSP that are under $250,000. So that's the majority of where most people, or how much money most people have in the TSP and in their TSP accounts. 375,000 people have accounts between $250,000 and $500,000. 100,000 people have accounts worth $500,000 to $750,000. 21,000, somewhere between $750,000 and $1 million. And then 4,000 people are in the $1 million range. And to top it all off, drum roll please, one person in the TSP has $4.8 million in their TSP account. Not too shabby.
Now, does the TSP know who that person is and they just don't reveal the name, or
Correct. Do
they know there's somebody in there?
Yeah, I'm sure that they know. We just don't know in terms of, the information that we got. And it's great. Mike Causey actually reached out to his audience and polled people and asked that person to come forward if they so choose. Now, they haven't as of yet, but it would be great if that person would step forward. And even if they don't want to give their name, it'd be great to get their tips. What a lot of people on the comment boards were saying, of course, was, well, this person obviously didn't make all that money as a federal employee alone. They must have brought in some of that money from the private sector, rolled it over into their TSP when they came in. Maybe they had a nice big account and then, came into the federal government and rolled it into the TSP. And that's probably likely what happened.
That would make a great episode of To Tell the Truth. How did you do it? Contestant number one. Well, I put my pennies away. Contestant number two. I came from the private sector, and so on.
Well, that's exactly right, Tom. And that's a lot of what we were hearing in the comments. It became a story of how do you do it? How do you have so much money? And so I wanted to share some of those comments with our audience. So one person said, I'm one of the 21,000 people with about $800,000 in my TSP when I retired. I put in the max each year, regular and catch up, and I always kept it in stocks, split in thirds among the CS and I funds, and rebalanced about quarterly. The only reason I didn't join the Millionaires Club is that I joined the government 20 years ago after 20 years in private industry, and I stupidly didn't roll over my self-directed IRA, which I directed down the tubes in the dot-com bubble. My advice, one, believe in the market, and two, believe in indices. GM might go bankrupt, but the S&P 500, the C fund, won't. Invest when it's down, invest when it's up, and retire with a very large nest egg.
Wow. Well, that person probably could have done better staying in the market, probably pulled everything out at the downturn, which is a big mistake, because then you don't get the upturn and even get back to where you were. Interesting cautionary tale there.
Well, interesting you say that. So someone else made a comment about the downturn in the stock market. They said, I have 25 years in and have just shy of the $750,000 mark. It did bounce back after the recent crash, and I would have done better if I hadn't left it in the G fund as long as I did. I was nervous about the sometimes wild fluctuations of the other funds at the time. Also made some poorly timed transfers here and there. Still not all that bad considering I all but ignore it most of the time, meaning they just let it do its thing, don't touch it too much.
Well, the worst thing most people or the average person can really do is try to be a stock picker.
Yeah.
You've all heard stories. Well, I bought Apple at $4 and now it's $1 million or whatever the heck that stock is trading at. But most people, even most professional investors, cannot and do not and never have outdone the market over the long term, year after year. That's why index funds are becoming so popular.
A few more comments that I did want to share with our listeners as well. It's just interesting as you get into some of these, like we said, how people do it, how they made their money, where they think, they went wrong and those kinds of things. One person said, those numbers are nice and my account has a very nice balance. But keep in mind, We owe 35% of the balance to the IRS when it's withdrawn. So a $1 million account is only $650,000 in your pocket.
That's a person who is wisely not self-delusional.
Yes, exactly. So, and we got that comment from a few different people saying that if you actually want to be a millionaire in the TSP, you really need to have about 1.3 or 1.4 million in there before you're deciding to cash it out.
Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler. And just getting back to that 4.8 millionaire, I'd like to do the calculation. I can't do it now. Mm-hmm. If it's possible on a federal salary, you would have to imagine a very different lifestyle than owning a center entrance colonial in the Washington suburbs.
Yes.
You know, and having a new car every 5 years or every 7 years, and being able to put away enough money to grow that large.
Right. I think that's exactly right, Tom. That would be the things you'd have to take into account. What can you live on, right? If you're extremely frugal, you have a normal budget for food, maybe you don't eat out too much, you're in government for, let's say, 30, 40 years maybe, in a high-level position, would it be possible? Most of our readers would say no.
I think they would. I think it's probably possible, but you would have to live so frugally.
You really be able to enjoy that money then is the question. If you've lived frugally for 30 or 40 years, are you going to be able to just go out and blow it when you retire and spend that $4.8 million on whatever you want?
You know, when I was growing up in suburban Boston in Massachusetts, there was an elderly man who would walk about 3 or 4 miles from this old mansion that he had. It was ended up sitting behind a nursery, later torn down, all the way to the town square and back every day. And everyone saw Mr. McIntosh back and forth and back and forth. And one time my parents gave him a ride, you know, because it was a hot day. When he died, it turned out he had millions put away and didn't even spend enough to take a taxi ride, you know, 4 miles every day.
Well, it is interesting that you say that, Tom. There are people, right, who are millionaires. They have lots of money sitting in the bank. As you know, I'm a Penn Stater, and Joe Paterno, perfect example. Joe Paterno made millions and millions of dollars every year. Now, Joe Paterno also gave away millions and millions of dollars to both the university and other charities. But Joe Paterno lived in the most modest home in State College that you could imagine. It wasn't over the top. It's where all of his kids grew up. That is true. Not everyone just goes out and spends all their money. You know, some people are very frugal that way.
Although the best financial planners will tell you, don't oversave. Save properly, save with goals, and do it with consistency. But they also say you got to enjoy it while you're here.
Absolutely.
Because let's face it, anything could happen. A gyrocopter could land on your head, and then what will you have saved for, you know? All right. I want to also, before we close out here, get to the fact that you are pushing a really fantastic new website soon for Federal News Radio.
Yeah, we are really, really excited about this, Tom. We are, as you said, launching a new website in May. But what we want to do and what we're going to do this week is beta launch the website. And that's really important to us. This website, we've designed it. We think it's great. We think that users are really going to like it, because after all, this isn't our website, it's our users' website. We want our readers are the ones who have to enjoy it and like it and be able to use it. So what we're going to do is beta launch the site, which means when you come to federalnewsradio.com, you're going to see our normal website, but we're going to have a link to the new site so that people can view it, check it out. And really what we're looking for is, yes, what do you like? What don't you like? But also the what works and what doesn't work. And that's really important for our federal audience, because as we know, a lot of feds have certain restrictions on their computers, certain streaming restrictions, and we want to know what they're able to see and not see, or what they have problems with when they come to the new site. So we urge people to check it out. As soon as it's ready, we will have, as I said, a link on our homepage, and it'll take you into a new little portal, and let us know your thoughts.